It's Super Bowl weekend, a new face in the 2020 race, and Bay and Jay going vegan? This is what you need to know. Good morning, this is Cheddar's Need to Know podcast for the first day of February 2019. I'm Carlo Versano here with Jill Wagner. Good morning, Jill.
Hey, good morning, Carlo.
Here's what's happening today.
It is Super Bowl weekend. Tom Brady will make his 9th Super Bowl appearance on Sunday when the Patriots take on the Rams at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. At 24 years old, Rams QB Jared Goff was in second grade when Brady played in his first Super Bowl.
Yes, it's that time of the year I look forward to, rooting against Tom Brady, as always. Listen, Jill, this is the biggest age gap for starting quarterbacks in Super Bowl history. Goff is also the first millennial to start as a quarterback in a Super Bowl. Pretty cool.
Meanwhile, former Cowboys QB Tony Romo is now an on-air analyst for CBS. He'll be calling the game, and he is known for his seemingly psychic ability to predict plays before they happen. One of the most popular prop bets this year is how many plays Romo Stradamus will correctly call.
So let's do some need-to-know prop bets of our own, Joe, that have nothing to do with the game. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, over-under on how many times Jim Nance says Hotlanta. I'm going to go with 3.
And I'll say 4.
Okay. Will Adam Levine wear a leather jacket at halftime? I say yes.
I'm going to go with no. I think he's going to wear a black tight T-shirt.
Okay.
I emphasize tight.
Right. And how many times are they going to show Kylie Jenner during Travis Scott's halftime performance? I say 4.
I'm going to say 3 on that. And how about how many times Giselle will be shown on screen the whole time? I'm going to say about 15.
I go 100.
You know what? You might
take
be right.
Over on that. All right.
All right. Temperatures across the Midwest this morning inching above 0 for the first time in days and will dramatically increase across the country over the weekend as the polar vortex dissipates. The bitter cold snap is being blamed for at least 20 deaths.
It's going to be a downright balmy 37 in Minneapolis tomorrow. Meanwhile, just in case you forgot, we're in an age of complete weather extremes. January was the hottest month on record down in Australia.
Let's turn to politics. President Trump called the negotiations over the border wall a waste of time in an interview with the New York Times and indicated that he would declare a state of emergency in order to get the money. Nancy Pelosi says she is not willing to negotiate on the wall. There are just about 2 weeks until another potential government shutdown. Also, Senator Cory Booker officially jumped into the presidential race with a video announcing his campaign.
Speaking of 2020, we know Trump loves crowd size, right? And I thought it was very interesting in that interview he did with the Times this morning that he seemed to praise Kamala Harris for her campaign kickoff event and those big crowds that she drew.
Border officials say they've made the largest fentanyl bust in U.S. history. A drug-sniffing dog led officials to discover 254 pounds of this synthetic opioid in a truck coming across the border in Arizona. That is double the previous record bust of 118 pounds.
So what struck me about this, Jill, was it happened at a legal port of entry in Arizona. There was no wall, no fancy technology, no drones, just a really good drug-sniffing dog that caught all of this fentanyl. $4 million street value this stuff had, so that's good that it's off the streets.
Beyonce and Jay-Z offering their fans a chance to win a lifetime's worth of free tickets to their shows if they adopt a vegan diet for a month. The couple are supporting the Green Print Project, which encourages people to reduce their carbon footprint by eating plant-based meals.
So it is true that going vegan is supposed to be the single best thing you can do in your personal life to fight climate change. You know, call me a cynic, Jill. They're still flying around in a private jet, right? I mean, I guess it's a commendable thing to do. I'll give them that. And I don't know, could you do it?
I don't think so.
Just a month? Not even for Beyonce tickets?
You know what? For lifetime Beyonce and Jay-Z tickets, for a month
goes quick. I could do a month.
Quick.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And to everyone out there, don't feel too bad about any mistakes you make this weekend. At least they're not permanent. We told you yesterday about how Ariana Grande meant to get a tattoo that said 7 rings. That's the name of her new song. This was supposed to be in Japanese, but it actually translated to small charcoal grill. So the singer, after people noticed on social media, got it fixed. Problem is, it is still wrong. Carlo, the fix roughly translates to Japanese barbecue finger now.
Poor Ariana. I do like that 7 ring song, though. Slaps, right?
Yeah, and that's what you need to know on this Friday.
Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the game.